Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Let's run.
Let's go for a little run in the awful morning.
It's deep in December now, aren't we?
Yes, it's
sometimes
it's wet. It's a wet one this morning.
I don't know if it's different weather today or, but sometimes when you're in the house and stuff at the moment, it just feels like it doesn't get light.
Yeah.
You can see how depressing that would be in the far north.
Yes. Yeah.
SAD is a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, hey ho!
Hey ho, hoppity ho!
Getting close to Christmas. But that's the point of Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, bit
it's
of hibernation.
To yeah. Hole up against.
Chill out.
The whole thing.
Hibernate, relax.
I was thinking about that since we spoke last week. I think that's just a couple of things. I've had some realizations.
Go on then. Yeah.
Go too soon, you know. We barely started and I'm about to hit you up with high-end wisdom.
Go on then.
Right, first of all.
Yeah.
We always talk about the training for the training.
Yeah.
Which is a really interesting kind of subtle thing and I think it's very relevant to your MDS situation.
Yeah.
But I just suddenly realised... I just think that's a really healthy way to think about it because it's bigger than us. True, it's really complicated if you're training. Say you've got a marathon in the middle of January.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You've got to really reframe your thinking around that. But I think that, you know, we're all deep down. We're all seasonal. Particularly up here in Northern Europe.
Yes.
And I think that running at this time of year, it can be a bit difficult. Going back to the Q&A, the thing about motivation.
It absolutely can, yeah.
It's so reasonable to just try and keep your hand in.
Not want to run so much
about
in the winter.
For a few weeks. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the winter solstice. It's not nothing. The whole world is seizing up.
Even though it's important to remember that while you're resting, your rivals are out training.
Kind of step to
rivals
my point.
Rivals never sleep. So you are losing ground.
Losing ground. I think it's a real double think, isn't it? Because that's the thing. That's what training for the training is. It's that sense of that kind of running while you're not... I didn't say running
ticking
while you're not
over.
Running, but that doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, sort of ticking over.
Yeah.
Pre-starting the training blocks.
It's a bit like, imagine a lovely roaring bonfire. And then, if you're really clever, you could be one of those people who could cover that over with turves.
Yes.
And it just sort of glows and gives off a gentle heat.
Yes, yeah.
In the morning, you come and take them off, and there it is, it's still roaring.
Yeah, it's...
That's what you could do with your running in December, is cover it over with turves.
Yeah, it's sort of... it's sort of like... The tendency is to hibernate and eat loads, but the odd run, it's like a sort of... reminder of spring summer athleticism, isn't it? It's quite refreshing.
Yeah.
It's a little corrective, a bit of a bracer,
a little message to yourself. And it's really important to remember that, because if you don't, you can end up in Ed Gamble's words, beating yourself with the stick of it.
Yeah,
it would be so easy to go for a short run on a day like today.
Yeah.
And think, oh, I really should have done 12.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Yeah.
Do it next year.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
I'm one with the wind and sky. Yeah. I want to watch Frozen, but it isn't really a Christmas film. It's a wintry film, you know? Well, it isn't even winter, really. It's only magic that leads to Arendelle being frozen. I mean, it's the whole point, isn't it? How's your Christmas film season going?
I thought I heard a bit of road rage there coming down from the hill.
Yes, there was some trouble.
A bit of shouting.
Yeah.
It's going fine. Yeah, it's going fine. I mean, I rewatched The Holiday. We watched that every
year. Oh, we did that? Great.
Yeah. The Holiday's always fantastic.
Deeply underrated film.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, that one? It's sort of... Yeah, I just love it so much. So, that's a biggie. We'll be watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep. We're going to see It's a Wonderful Life at the cinema.
Yeah.
For the 9 millionth time.
Yeah, that's always great.
Always good.
Yeah, it is. It's
and always then after brilliant. Christmas in the new year.
Yeah.
So I talked to my wife about this when we were booking up. It's so lovely. Right on the, I think it's Christmas Eve when we see It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And then in the first week of January, another family trip to the cinema. We can all go and see Psycho.
Yeah.
Wing, wing, wing.
And we're going to see a Christmas Carol sort of theatre production at Ali Pali.
Oh, I thought really you were going to say Mitch Benn.
No. He's done his one-man version, isn't he?
Yeah, he is for charity.
Yeah.
I was quite tempted by that. And you know, if here's my charity. Mitch Benn doing his one-man Dickens' fire from his own cut Christmas Carol for a homelessness charity. Sounds great. West London? Oh, that is far.
Yeah.
Is it the one with Keith Allen?
It is the one with Keith Allen.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw a big poster at Finsbury Park. That's quite a... I really like the casting, and I like the way he's become an elder statesman in that way.
Yes, yeah. It should be good fun.
That would be excellent.
Yeah, it's a nice theatre space, isn't it?
My old friend. Do you remember I told you I saw my friend in Dr. Semmelweis with Mark Rylance?
Oh, yeah.
Saw him as, not Mark Rylance, my friend Felix Hayes, as Scrooge in Bristol.
Nice.
Old Vic, a couple of years ago.
Right.
He's very good, but it's a funny one because, it totally suit the production, but Felix... He's a little bit younger than me, but he's not that much younger than me, but he just never ages.
Yeah.
He's one of the younger Scrooges,
nice,
younger looking Scrooges I've ever seen. But of course they played, it really fit the production because they did the, it's got flashbacks and everything, isn't it?
I saw Tim Vine in Plastic Elvis last night.
Oh yeah.
Which, amazing to actually go out on a Monday. It's one of those, it was in the diary for ages.
Yeah.
We really had to force ourselves
out. Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
It's amazing to me that how much people go out.
Yeah.
Because I think because of what we do, if I ever get the chance to stay in,
yeah,
I just sort of heartily embrace it.
I also think...
But it's never wasted when you go. It's like a run. You never feel stupid, really.
Yeah, no,
it's just good fun. It was amazing.
No, I think it's true. And I think you also sidestep the fact that it is age. Or to put it another way, maturity that makes us want to stay in. And I think that you're right. I think it's exactly like around these days. When me and my wife, we're actually quite good at going out because when we think, oh, I don't want to, you're like, of course you don't want to.
Yeah.
And you just carry on getting ready.
Oh, you just go out. Yeah. And it's
Godfather 2 last week. Did turn into a very late night and I got ill. So,
yeah.
You know.
I mean,
and it wasn't remastered.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, last night was late and you end up eating late and that's why my stomach's a bit of a mess today. But it was.
So what was Tim Vine? What was the thing?
It was his sort of tribute to Elvis.
Yeah.
But comedic and touching, and he's just such a brilliant performer.
Yeah, nice.
His brother was there, old Jeremy.
Would you like to see Tim as Scrooge?
No. He was he was a big Elvis fan as a kid.
Yeah.
That comes over. The band's really super tight.
Yeah.
He's got a decent enough voice to carry it off.
Yeah. Well, he's very musical, isn't he? You forget that from the nature of his act.
Yeah.
Proud to say, one of the great moments in my game show Beat This was when Tim sang Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence in the style of Elvis.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Enjoy the silence.
Yeah, he's just a real showman. It was just completely feel good. Hey, mate, just a brilliant experience, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well worth it.
Oh, that's good.
The trip.
Well, exactly. It's a classic thing.
Yeah.
Of getting out. And again, it brings us around to this Christmas thing, you know, it's about, the whole point of it is about nesting. I was going to talk to you about that anyway, and then when you said about staying in, I have this thing now in winter.
Yeah.
With pubs.
Right.
We used to pass a pub. I'm thinking of one. There's one, if you get off the train in Farnham,
yeah,
and go to do the gig at the Maltings Arts Centre.
Right.
You go down a reasonably quiet road, kind of place where you know you're in quite a moneyed town,
yeah,
if the pub on it is still open.
Right.
And yeah, halfway down there, there's this pub. And when you're there in winter and it's cold or it's raining, those kind of glowing windows, even though what it's glowing with is, you know, bright lights and lager pumps and Sky Sports, there's still a kind of,
there's still a romance
Dickensian
about it.
Invitation, isn't,
yeah,
it?
There is, absolutely is.
But
yeah,
I think as one gets older, no, as I get older, I really enjoy thinking, that's for people younger than me.
Yeah.
And sometimes going there's some really hip little places that have sprung up around where I live.
Right.
And the kids that go, they're not young, they're probably 30s.
Yeah.
But they'll often be searching, looking for the next thing in their lives.
Yeah.
Looking for searching, looking for love. And it's just such a relief,
well, you sort
to
of,
not be on that quest.
Well, you recreate that Dickensian thing at home, don't you, sort of?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
a sense of a haven.
Fundamental. I think it's absolutely, I mean, I think Dickens is great at it, but I think it's a product of the mini ice age of the 19th century that I think it's really to do with a very primal sense of surviving the winter.
Yeah.
You know? I think, and it's all combined, it's all tied in with nesting and the home and how, that's why Winterval, it just makes so much sense. The idea of putting something evergreen into your living room, putting little warm, bright lights,
yeah,
eating stodgy food. It's a, morning magpie, it's a winter defense festival.
Yeah.
You know? And when you look into Scandinavian mythology and stuff, you know, it's all about lights and wrapping it warm and staying in, and people sort of foolishly going out chasing things, you know. Oh, I'll just go out and do this, just go and stay in.
But that's
why it ties
so
in. And when it gets warmer, when it gets more summer, the whole concept of home as a physical thing becomes so much vaguer. That's the wonderful thing about summer places, is that the social places don't have walls.
Yeah.
You're inside,
yeah,
you're outside, who cares?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But that's why running during the winter is such a sort of countercultural and bracing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's sort of, you're doing what other people don't, and it's just nice to feel that contrast, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I went out to the shops last night just after work, you know, sort of 6-7 o'clock. And it was a horrible night. It was very cold, rainy. The roads were full of angry drivers whizzing and kind of going, oh, like that road rage you just,
yeah,
heard.
Yeah.
And I saw so many runners.
Yes.
So impressed with them. That means they've,
yeah, so much,
got home from work.
Yeah.
Got some running clothes on and got out of the door into the dark and the cold and the wet. I'm so impressed.
Because it's so... Because going for a run does give you a different kind of pleasure to the stodge out, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because let's face it, although on an evolutionary level, it makes sense. Most of us who are not old or infirm or whatever, or poor.
Film quote for you, Gene Hackman in The Quick and the Dead. I'm not sick.
Yeah.
Or old.
Yeah. But we're not. Our lives aren't threatened by winter.
No,
are we?
No, that's right.
So
that's right.
It's nice to embrace.
It does change the meaning of stirrup Sunday and eating cake.
Yeah.
On the festival, and indeed later things in the season, Lent or whatever, Ramadan. The times when we fast are historically to do with times when you can't eat or it's unwise to eat.
Yeah.
And generally we're first world Westerners.
Yeah.
We can have cake
we're
whenever
right.
we like.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And that does slightly play against that, doesn't it? It's true. The other thing about running, though, and I'm not trying to start a culture war here, but I think at this time of year, headphones can be a saviour.
Right.
It's really nice just having done the Q&A episode, a number of people who said specifically that they went out and did long runs in the cold and were accompanied by a Q&A, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because,
yeah,
of course, we always want this to feel like a conversation you're in. You know, if we had the technology for you to actually chip in right now,
we'd have it.
We'd be doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I think the that moment as the weather really turned, when the Q&A, which is such a dialogue with you, dear listener, and also difficult running, it's almost like, I was thinking about this coming up to you as well, because I ran to Paul today.
Yeah.
Listening to music, and I was also running slow. It was cold and wet. I stopped and put my hood up and put my raincoat on. And the songs that came on were really good and really kind of classic. Not particularly, I wasn't listening to pumping tunes, you know. I was listening to really familiar, yeah, cozy stuff. And it's a bit like that cozy winter hearth thing is like your head.
Yeah.
You know, you get that cozy winter living room can be just between your ears. And it's a bit twisted, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You let the running look after itself.
Totally.
I suppose a better analogy is when it's a beautiful, sunny, but very, very cold day and you're in a car and you can find yourself thinking, I wish I was out on a walk. And you think, no, this is the right place because I can see it.
Yeah.
But I'm not cold.
And have you recovered from what became a bout of the old COVID?
Yeah, that's right. It's fun that we have COVID on the heath.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Well,
yeah,
completely
better.
That little cold. Yeah. That little cold is a little bout.
It's funny, isn't it?
Seasonal arrival.
We're talking about this, how obviously it was not in any way psychosomatic. It was blooming COVID. But on the other hand, it was tempting to go, oh, poor me, I got a cold on my birthday.
Yeah.
But actually, I kind of booked that in, do you know what I mean? Had that really intense health month, the year's wrapping up. When that virus came along, I was like, yeah, come to me. It is my time. Hit me hard.
Have you got any kind of chain of where it might have come from, or it just
I reckon
just
I got it
from
on the
kids.
Train back from Wales.
Right.
There's a lot of people on the train, a lot of kids. And you know kids. They're all
a lot of infection.
Sometimes they are catching COVID, making out with one another, coughing and sneezing willy-nilly. You know kids. But I don't realise, I feel a bit stupid. I don't know if I've ever acknowledged this before. Tell me if I have.
Yeah.
I don't think I have. I'm just going to get a picture of this. It looks great.
Yeah, it's just
it's
nice.
Like we're going into Narnia. As Woo. The leaves fall off the tree, that lamppost you're next to, it's a real kind of statement piece. Look, hello, Mr. Tumnus. See, that's another, is it a Christmas story or isn't it? Father Christmas is in it, but like Frozen, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is all about the seasons going all out of whack, isn't it? Anyway, what was I saying?
You're saying you...
I always get a terrible, terrible cold in December. Every year.
So, is that the... Well, I mean, there was a sudden change of temperature, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Around then, yeah.
That's right, but I always... You remember when we came back from that god-awful cruise?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I got ill on the plane. I was ill by the time I got to London. Very ill.
Yeah.
Last year when I went to Glasgow, got the flu on the way, and so on and so forth. I keep thinking of times in winter when I was off to do gigs.
So what is that then?
Well,
tired at the end of the year? What is that?
Yeah, I think so, because you said sometimes people who know me well, and this includes you, you say, yeah, but you might want to slow down a bit, mate.
Yeah.
And I always think when I hear that, I think, I'm all right.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I remember talking to Barbara Nice at the Edinburgh Festival when I was doing three shows.
Yeah.
And as many other gigs as I could and training for Berlin. And I was really proud. I said to her, I think I'm going to get to 100 gigs by the end of the month. And she said, yeah, well, don't have a nervous breakdown. It's wisdom, isn't it?
Try and avoid that.
But I think that I don't, you know, it's not just you who knows me. Listeners will understand that I'm pretty stoic, stubborn,
yeah,
unimaginative, have stamina. we can express this in a positive or a negative way. It's in my nature to just plug on.
I think it's essentially positive. Yeah.
And then I get to the end of the year, and also we were already talking about it. You get to beginning of November, and you think I could still do so much this year.
Yeah.
And you get to the end of November and think,
wow,
maybe,
where's it gone?
Is it actually time to regroup before January? And that's it, me. When I think it's probably just time to regroup, my body will latch onto the nearest germ or virus and go into a cozy, temporary, necessary state of collapse. And often, because of our job, I'll end up in some promoter's back bedroom for 5 days with four rolls of toilet tissue again. Sorry, I'm so sorry. So there you go, that's my
old
birthday stroke Christmas gift to myself and my whole family. Hooray! Ooh. This is quite dangerous. It's very treacherous, isn't it?
It's very wet underfoot today. Real splodge of thunder. Yeah, talking about things I wanted to do before the end of the year was try to launch on Instagram. Got Rudy to work on the big launch, cutting up footage and stuff.
Yeah.
There's other people around who I checked out. Like, I know one comic who paid a substantial amount of money to someone to do like 18 clips or whatever.
Yeah.
I told Rudy I'll pay you a lot less, but, you know, to do one each, whatever. I'll give £10 a clip or whatever.
Yeah.
You do get a less efficient service.
I don't know.
As yet unlaunched.
I don't think that's just money. And you had some photos done as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
Instagram
in
pending.
In terms of what we've been talking about, training for the training, you've also been there. It is some slightly good, bad timing for some career galvanising stuff, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sort of getting ready for 2024, I suppose. I had a photo session.
Yeah.
I mean, there was times where I thought, I'm never going to have another photo session in my life.
Do you
know what I mean? Just like, that's it now. You can have a look at me in 2008 and that'll just do forever.
What's funny as well is that a lot of comedians are very serious and they have to really work to, I think sometimes photographers have to say to the comedian, do something stupid so that people who see the photo know that it's funny.
Yes, yeah.
But
yeah.
As anyone who's ever taken a photo of you knows.
Yeah. It's hard to go the other way.
It's a natural girl.
You might want to do some poses that we can actually use at some point. No, it was really good fun. And I know him as well, Steve Best.
Yeah.
Good fun. He's a comic. He knows comics.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a very funny man. Yeah, so we had a good laugh.
Here you go. Do one of your serious faces for this photo. That's it. Serious. They can use that for your spotlight.
Yeah.
Get you an acting role with that one.
It is funny though, isn't it? Like the sort of the photo shoot thing.
Yeah.
It's quite taxing in its way, isn't it?
Yeah.
We managed an hour. And by the end of an hour, I had enough.
Yeah, and often the good ones will end up being the ones in the gaps.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that catch you off beat.
Now, I've got one that gets used quite a lot. I think that my agent at the time decided it was a good one and slightly went round me to include it or whatever.
Yeah.
So it still turns out it's quite recent. I like the T-shirt, all this stuff. But I definitely never signed off on it because, exactly like you say, I can see in the picture that I don't like it, that I'm saying, yes, can we stop this now?
Yeah.
I can see it in my own eyes.
It's funny, that one.
But then other people can't necessarily see.
Well, it's funny because Steve Best put a photo of me on Facebook as a little sort of, we've had a photo session thing. And people were saying, are you, you know, looking good, or you've still got it? It's like, have I? I just like an old bloke. Do you know? You just see your age, don't you? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it is. And also, I'm really not of that type of person who puts a photo on Facebook so that people can say how good they look.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's not who I am at all. At all.
No.
Let's go down here.
No, completely.
But you know, Steve did it, and that's fine. But it's like,
well, as I say, you're a natural comic, but I think our audience might be slightly surprised at how your silliness is an unusual quality. It's more It's like when I do jokes in life, jokes in the dressing room. You know, 100% of the time people say save it for the stage.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know me at all.
Yeah.
That was me talking.
Yeah. But yeah, it's...
Same with you, only with Gurning and being really stupid.
Yeah.
It's more of a dad thing than a comedian thing.
Yeah, I think
And I mean that in the best way.
Yeah. But it's just one of those things you have to do, isn't it? Every now and again, you've got to get photos done.
Yeah.
That's it. Got to get your headshots. I was saying to... Because I messaged Sean Walsh yesterday morning. I said, should I take props to the photo shoot?
Yeah.
And he said, well, what is it for a tour? I said, no, it's just headshots. And then I said, I'll just have my head. That's the main ingredient, isn't it?
But you took it tucked underneath your arm. Yeah. Head.
Just take...
Underneath his army waist.
Just take your head. Best.
Well, it makes you think... Did I tell you the other day? Tell me if I've already said this.
Go on,
some of the... talking of using comedy for social currency, as we sort of were.
Yeah.
I.e. in the dressing room, in the family, rather than that gig.
Yeah.
My son has tried out a couple of his great-grandfather, my granddad Roberts's party tricks.
Right.
At university.
All right.
And according to him... They've gone well.
Oh, that's good.
And it's so lovely.
That's good, keeping on the family tradition.
For those dreams to be kept alive. My Welsh granddad, Hugh Roberts. Robbie Roberts.
Right.
I'm his namesake. And I'm thinking about him a couple of times this week. Because, you know, he used to be the absolute life and soul of Christmas. A person you could be guaranteed to do something really stupid that you weren't expecting, you know?
Yeah.
The guy who would...
They're worth their weight, aren't they, those people?
Yeah. He's the one who'd sneeze at the Christmas dinner table and 18 quid in change would fall out of his face into the bowl. It's like, oh, I think I got the shilling. And the funny... Two things that made me think of it. One, I had a memory come up, I think 2 years ago. I drove, of all things... along the M4 flyover.
Oh, yeah.
In December. Oh.
Must be someone, surely.
Yeah. Maybe we should take it over there. You ask them.
Or maybe just leave it. Should we leave it on the thing?
Yeah, they might. It might be theirs.
Yeah, just leave it in it. Or
let's ask. I'll go and ask.
Bomb!
That's a weird place to leave on. Excuse me. Oh, he's got
his eyes. Oh, we found a rogue rucksack in the middle of the path, looking a bit lonely. Rob's gone to...
Excuse me, guys. There's a rucksack in the path over there. Is that yours? Shall I bring it over here? We just. Okay. Yeah. There's a rucksack over there, just right in the middle of the path, and we wonder if it's one of your guys. So let's see where the dog is. It's like a camouflage rucksack. Is it any of yours?
We just wonder whether it's yours or the kids. We just don't know. I mean, we're being a bit busybody. Oh. It's beyond the van, yeah. No worries.
Yeah.
No worries, it's all right.
We might bring it slightly closer to you in case anyone comes looking for it.
Or maybe leave it on the bench, though, behind the van. Yeah. Oh, we'll leave it on the bench behind the van. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that, no worries. Community notes.
This is pretty dull for listeners, but I think
we are taking care of business.
I don't think we should put it on the bench behind the van because anyone who comes to the cafe won't see it.
All right, okay. Or maybe stick it on top of the van just to annoy the people who are in the van.
Well, that's not a bad idea though, is it? Because you'd see it.
Yeah.
What's happened here? It must have fallen off a pushchair.
How to turn a good deed into something really annoying.
It looks like a kid's rucksack, maybe it is. I think it's fallen. Yeah, I reckon it's someone with a pushchair and it's fallen.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't come out in a photo, does it? You can't see it. Where's it gone? Where's it gone?
Yeah.
Is there anywhere to hang it on that lamppost?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Let's
it would be less wet then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's definitely a kid's thing.
Good idea, yeah. Is there any money in it so we can put it in a bank just to invest?
It is Christmas. See, if you were up there, they won't be able to get it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Or maybe here. Maybe just there.
Yeah.
What about that?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Maybe go there. Yes.
They'll see it.
Helping out.
Helping.
Helping people.
One and all. Good deeds at Christmas.
Be good people.
Thank goodness, because he's making a list, checking it twice. Yeah.
Someone immediately. Oh, hey.
Sorry. Hazard.
Someone immediately. Someone's like, where's my bag? Who's doing my bag?
We hung it on the sign. If anyone asks you, it's hanging on the signboard there. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, where was I? M4 flyover.
I think she was a bit annoyed with us. I got the impression she was annoyed with us.
I think she was desperate to tell us not to walk along the path because it was too close to the dangerous tree surgery.
Yeah.
Which in turn was pretty low level in both senses of the words.
And which we weren't doing. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she was... I think we were in a bit of a sort of 8 mile version of virtue signal off. There was us with a bag, and there was her with the environment, and we had a kind of. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit
of a. Yeah. There was. She was a bit annoyed. Flash.
There was a bit annoyed that we were do-gooding.
Yeah. Well, particularly because we were running.
Yeah, because we were running as well.
Highgate.
Yes, so we were running as like so we're running as well. So by virtue of that, we're already inherently better than her.
I had that the other day. Oh, he's done it again. I had that the other day. I was on the towpath between Victoria Park and Broadway Market.
Yeah.
And there was two women coming the other way.
Right.
And they were walking.
Yeah.
I was running.
Yeah.
I was very aware of them.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like a claim, but Paul will back me up. I'm always very aware of where everyone is.
Super aware.
Yeah, too aware.
Sometimes... I find it almost comic how aware you are.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. I mean, it's just
a thing.
Testament to our different natures. Yeah.
Nevertheless, you know, in full disclosure, people bring agendas. I was looking at my phone.
Right.
I wasn't scrolling Facebook. I was working out how far I had to go in view of running a faster mile, something like
right,
that.
Right, okay, yeah.
I was attending to my run.
So you've been running whilst holding your phone?
Yes.
Right.
Momentarily.
Right, yeah.
Two women... Older women walking the other way. And I had space. Don't know. You mustn't characterise them in a negative way. Because I'm about to.
Anyway, so I said to you, and then you said to me.
So stop there a second. Yeah. Come the other way.
Yeah.
You're me. You're running, looking at the phone. You are, of course.
So you want me to. I'm running.
Yeah, you're running. But don't, because I have to run backwards to tell the story. So freeze. Freeze the run. Right? They're walking here.
Yeah.
There's enough room.
There's enough more.
Plus, I've taken the canal side. She went like that.
What, to stop you?
Well, it was like, look, think about it, because you're in our personal space.
Wow.
And it was some of the most powerful...
So Rob there put his hand across, almost across my body.
Yeah, pointing out, but pointing at nothing, kind of.
Do you know what, I would have taken that as an attack and gone into Aikido mode. She might have found herself in the canal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I used to do judo. You get an arm like that, you take it,
exactly.
use weight.
Bang, and floosh.
Floosh.
Yeah.
But
yellow belt. The yellow belt might have kicked in.
I just really felt. I don't know. She probably literally was saying, "Look, there's a bird to a friend," and I was freaking out and being paranoid. But she was saying, "Careful, you don't get into our personal space by massively invading my personal space."
Yeah.
It was.
She was.
It was full on.
It can be pretty tough out there. There's still. Just as there's still...
Preemptive runner hatred?
Yeah, just as there's still some remnants of COVID behaviour going on, which is completely up to the individual.
And running
vis-a-vis
well.
Round mask, etc. That's whatever you want to do.
And
but it still remains around running a little bit.
And people
well.
Have communities as well, don't they?
Hostility.
I mean, I can really reasonably understand if that woman's previously been actually irritated and crowded by a runner.
Yeah.
But I can also say, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And it's the same as
hashtag
when people get angry with all cyclists.
Not all runners,
because they've seen a cyclist jump in the lights. It's like,
yeah.
It wasn't that cyclist. You can't do it. You can't carry it over.
No.
You're not in a club. Well, some of us are in clubs. And cyclists are often in clubs. My point is getting
tangled
up.
It's the same with, on a lighter level, Israel versus Palestine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Steve. Steve, do something.
Steve.
Any noise.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I was reminded how low on the food chain of societal status comics were at the weekend.
Right, why?
Did a club in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Not getting paid a lot. Obviously, I accept the gig, that's fine. But barely...
It's a December gig, so...
Yeah, barely nudging the nipple of three figures. Right. 100 quid
yeah.
for the middle of town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rammed gig. So rammed that there's nowhere for the comics to be... to sit.
What was the gig?
To have a space. It was under the Arches Common Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite a lovely gig, but it was like... And then some people came in late, and they were chatting loads, and really disruptive. Complete failure of the staff to do anything at all about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just complete disengagement.
Yeah.
Acting like...
Not their problem.
Acting like we were a pain... for suggesting that maybe someone should have a word with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like, we've got nowhere to stand. We're not getting paid. There's this disruptive element that you're not... I don't mean to get all Roy Keane on it, but just do your job, you know.
You can't run big comedy gig and make loads of money and not have some security.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
the same way you don't run a pub without security.
Yeah, I mean,
not a big popular pub.
We dealt with it. We dealt with it, and... I stormed it, and that's the ironic thing, isn't it? Once you storm it, you don't really care how much you get paid.
Yeah.
But it's just like, we were just laughing at the comics of like, we're there in a corner, getting ripped off, not getting protected. And it's just like, it's just so...
Well,
what do we want? Respect!
Something.
Where do we want it?
New ideas, you know. There's a lot of wear tonks, a lot of move your legs a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But here's one for... The T-shirts in the new year. Nobody puts tonks in the corner.
Yeah, you don't put me in the corner. Because I did come out fighting. I came out, I just took it all on. All the hecklers, I just had it all over them.
Yeah.
And that was good fun. That's a good laugh. Because the poor compere was dealing with a really serious kind of family situation. One of those where really they shouldn't be gigging at the moment because it's so serious.
Oh, like off stage?
Yeah, off stage.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant the family and the thing.
No,
because...
And obviously that's
like
part...
when I was ill...
That's part of the job. You've got to just do it, but
we
still...
We don't cancel gigs. I mean,
no.
You do, but
yeah,
people
I
don't.
Do, yeah.
And it's wisdom in a way. You know, I'm sort of taking a mickey there, but actually, sometimes you should.
Yeah.
Because it's work, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm getting a bit more... bullish vis-a-vis gigs. I'm just gigging more now. Just gig. Because I'm not working with McIntyre
gig
anymore. And I haven't got as much money. But
I did a charity gig for the homeless.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yes.
And it didn't sell that many tickets because McIntyre was on in the city on the same night.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah,
is that helping a homeless Michael?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's entirely his fault.
He's
big, probably quite the opposite. It was the foolish of the
people. He's a really big comic. He's done really well.
He's done very well.
He's done really,
and
really
all thanks
well.
To you.
He's done really, really
You see
well.
Him tumble now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's on the way down.
Yeah.
So there I was.
Yeah.
On the M4 flyover. Reveling in Christmas memories.
Yeah.
Because we used to get up in the morning, open the presents. My dad would give us, you know, it's so unfair to pull that manoeuvre when my mum does all the meals forever.
Right.
And is going into the kitchen to make the meal of the year.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, my dad would have this moment of heroism as the incredible slew of presents began to abate.
Yeah.
He'd turn up with a plate of toast like something out of the Beano.
Right.
Like about a foot high with toast.
Yeah.
And here's the genius manoeuvre. Me and my brother would wail into that, like, toast, toast, toast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in Fantastic
Real
Mr.
Treat,
Fox.
Yeah.
He'd come in with this superb manoeuvre. Stack of toast in two hands.
Nice.
She'd refill the plate.
Like it, yeah.
Whoa, what a move.
The hero.
What a hero.
The hero of the day. Never mind who's in the kitchen slaving away. That's the hero.
That's the real
That's
hero.
That's a real hero, yeah.
But the thing is, I always wanted to do that. And my toast. Kids just aren't that bother for toast.
Yeah.
Damn it! And well, my nan and granddad, my mum's mum and dad would be there because they stayed over and babysat.
Yeah.
But my dad's mum and dad are still in Fulham at this point.
Right.
So we'd jump in the car and drive in from out towards the airport where I grew up.
Yeah.
Into Fulham.
Flum.
To pick up the...
Flip-flop.
My dad to pick up his mum and dad.
Nice.
And,
family.
So here I am driving along the M4 thinking,
they're funny those
Christmas day.
They're funny those days, driving on Christmas day. It's quite nice, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful. Also, really strange kind of... time factor.
Yeah.
Because part of it is being kids and getting up incredibly early.
Yeah.
Presents things seem to take about half a day.
Yeah.
And then you'd be eating toast and getting dressed and kind of talking about your presents for about half a day.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, right, we'll go out and go and get Nan and Grandad. And then that trip to go and get them take about half a day.
Yeah.
And then my mum would say, listen, it's the 1970s. We're entirely unreconstructed. I'll stay here in the kitchen doing a thing. Why don't you guys go to the pub?
For half a day.
Go to the pub for about half a day. Come back for lunch about half one.
Yeah.
I don't know how we did it.
Yeah.
It's like a TARDIS.
Big days, yeah.
So good.
It's funny, it made me think of the kids not liking toast. It reminded me of the guy who's running my Instagram account.
Yeah.
He likes toast. He tends to wake up about 1 in the afternoon and he just goes, coffee. Coffee, just really deep, just before he starts working, you know, just to really get him in the mind space. So I'll get him some coffee and then I'll get him egg on toast every day.
Right.
And that really propels him into, you know, launching the account, you know.
Yeah.
One clip. I've got one clip of them. You meant to always have 20 in the bag. That's what I've been advised. Always have 20 in the bag to go, ready to go.
Yeah.
But I can't really launch with one clip. It doesn't really affect the algorithm, you know. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I've got a TikTok account now. And my strapline on TikTok is I'm too old for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
But the funny thing is, if we can just get our Instagram and TikTok to have a few clips of us doing comedy, all we need is to catch us at a gig vaguely bullying someone in the audience.
Yeah, go viral.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll be super famous. But see, the thing is, we don't need that kind of fame, Paul, because we've got these people.
Yes.
Our real friends.
Well, we've got the woods.
No, I meant the people listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. But you can't buy the woods, can you? You can't buy a run in the woods in the winter.
And like you say, you never regret it. In fact, what I love about that, look at this, just where we are.
Yeah.
This they've made a kind of makeshift hedge, I think, to let the woodland floor grow. And look, have you seen what they've made it of?
Christmas trees.
Old Christmas trees.
Old Christmas trees, yeah.
Old Christmas trees, old Christmas trees, they chucked them down in the forest. Grandad Roberts.
Yeah.
The other reason he was in my mind.
Yeah.
Apparently, some news story, I was only half listening, it was on the radio today. They're going to let people have beards in the army, or did they already let people have beards in the army? Maybe it was a historical thing.
Let people do what?
Have beards in the army.
All right, okay.
Remember when I was little, you weren't allowed to be a policeman and have a beard.
Yes, yeah.
And,
Old Shawnee. Because it was his anniversary recently, the Sean Hughes bench in Highgate Woods.
Oh, gosh, that dog coming through was quite... something, wasn't
always
it?
Got flower. People do look after it. It's, I want to classify it as a shrine, but it is tended.
Well, it's a shrine, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't. It's a different kind of shrine.
Yeah. bless him, old Sean.
And that made me think of Shane McGowan.
Yeah, of course, Shane McGowan recently. Yeah. I remember when Sean went, I remember there was a very sort of beautiful pink-purple sky over Crouch End.
Yeah.
Just that day, it was really unusual. Like taken too soon. Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Taken too soon.
Well, and...
couldn't stop drinking, bless him.
And that is the thing of Christmas as you get older. I mean,
yeah.
Like one of the things, it's nice to be old enough that you don't desperately crave other people's glowing Dickensian windows to get behind because you've got your own.
Yeah.
And in some cases, with your own crew of people behind them you want to be with, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you have to spend that time thinking of the people who've gone on, the people who've gone before, people you've lost, particularly if they were central to your Christmas. And and again, that's all part of it, isn't it? That's the whole point. It's this balance of, you know, Christmas is that balance between the cosy staying in and the bleak going out.
Yeah, the joy and the melancholy, isn't it? Yeah.
Joy and the melancholy. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a...
And of course,
there's a dance.
We have our own relationship with it, but and sometimes it gets a bit heated, like online and stuff. But it's so important to remember, and this is skewed by, you know, adverts and capitalism and everything, is that it means such different things to different people.
Yeah.
For all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
You don't have to be. It doesn't have to be a religious difference. You don't have to be achingly lonely.
Yeah.
Those are just two examples. It just means all kinds of things. And that's why for me, it has to go down there to the when we are in the year and what the world is like, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever a bit of holding up with peace and joy means to you, that's what you've got to do.
Yeah. Without stamping all over someone else's interpretation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's only passage of time can really be measured in beards, can't it?
It's funny, I was sort of contemplating getting a beard the other day.
Wow.
I mean, every so often... That's a good response.
Yeah.
It would look completely absurd. But I just thought, why not? I don't know, I might become one of those beardy people.
You should get a really big grey one, like David Letterman.
Yeah, I should definitely get one for the Marathon de Sable.
Yeah.
Definitely beard up for that, because your advice to get a beard, because it's so hot and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like a beard to keep you
cool.
Yeah,
to keep the heat out. Yeah.
I don't know if this is accurate beard lore. Yeah, it's funny also, the big bushy beard, I mean, don't get me wrong, that would look great on you and as a statement on an older guy.
Ridiculous.
But the big bushy beard on a young man,
yeah.
I remember when it came along, it's like, what?
What's going on?
But now, that's old school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's millennial. And then before that, like, I saw a photo of... You know, it's a photo from not that long ago. Well, what to us seems like not that long ago. 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Photo that looks, fashion-wise, like, you know, some of the outfits you'd see now, the people in the photo, young, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Just a massive photo from a party, not a beard in the room.
Not a beard in sight.
In fact, not just beards, no facial hair.
Yeah, not a beard, no facial.
Whereas now you've got unironic, you know, really neat beards and moustaches that don't make any social statement. They're not ironic.
Those neat tashes are weird, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? I always find any kind of facial hair that takes lots of care to be an odd one. It's like, if you're going to, it's like shave or don't shave. But that's very me. It's very simplistic.
Well, no, I'm like that. I'm like no beards, no tats. That's on my Tinder profile.
Yeah, yeah.
Swipe left or what? I mean,
is that
do what
why
you want.
I know whenever swipe. Yeah. I think that was actually Rachel's idea for me to say that.
Yeah. Could you go on Hinge?
I don't think that's what she said.
Signed your wife's, your marriage is in trouble when your wife's pushing you to go on sex.
She said you were unhinged. Little robin there, look. See it right there? A Christmas robin on the bank, just in front of the bin.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, bless. Mate.
Hello there.
Hello.
I was just looking
Good
at this.
Good morning.
The other thing, of course, is, you know, it's very hippie-ish, very
yeah,
Christmas, very whatever, spiritual.
Yeah.
But I just looked at this. Sorry, Robin, we're disturbing you now. I just look at this mud right here as you come out onto the bit of Highgate Woods, which is the sports field.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is theoretically, like, I often think of it as the grimmest bit of the whole place, is that mud onto the field.
Yeah.
I was just looking at it and I just thought to myself, I'm so glad I found running, because it solved a kind of human problem.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough if it's not for you and or in other directions, but I was one of those people when I was young.
Yeah.
You see that muddy ground there and you think, oh, I want to go inside.
Yeah.
I'm not going out there. And particularly, I was thinking specifically because this is a sports field.
Yeah.
Just thinking of games at school.
Yeah.
And basically, if you found your relationship with it, if you like football or rugby.
Yeah.
But in our heritage, football.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to, you're going to stop worrying about mud.
Yeah.
Because that's where you do what
that's
you do.
Where, that's where the fun is.
That's where it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad that running, and I think that in over the years I was already there with walking, you know, with hiking and stuff, is to go in Britain, if you're leery about going out when the weather's not nice, you're just not going to be going out very often.
Yeah, you've got to get out into it.
Yeah,
as where the fun is.
As another wonderful lost character we'll miss at Christmas once said, Nana.
Yeah.
If in doubt, go out.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's just some of the best advice.
Get out.
Doubt, go out.
Get out. So how has your running been? We haven't really chatted about running.
Well, I didn't.
It's supposed to be a running podcast.
When we ran.
Of course, you haven't really done much.
I shouldn't have run. It made me feel really ill. I didn't realise. I felt okay.
Yeah.
But when I got home, my body was like, that was a mistake.
Right.
You're ill now.
Yeah.
And then I was completely wiped out. I was unable to do anything worthwhile for about 3 days.
Really?
And I'm still recovering.
Were you in bed?
No, I was around and about, but just coughing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
one
night when I had to get up and sleep downstairs so that my wife would get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And
demoted.
Yeah. Well, no, it was my idea.
Yeah.
She didn't say, get out!
Yeah.
Get out. Look at these leaves coming down. Oh, I nearly got one. Damn it. I nearly caught a lucky leaf.
Yeah.
So I've got nothing to report, and I really felt I've really had to reconcile myself to the fact that Health Month went so dramatically out of the window.
Yes.
You know, I had no intention of stopping planking 5 minutes a day,
Health
exercising
month,
4 times a week.
Health Month was meant to be the,
and faster at park
be the foundation of the resurgence, not an end in itself.
And it still will be.
Yeah.
I mean, the other side of that is that I did that.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked.
Yeah.
So I'll do it again.
Yeah, there's been
but
a few.
I've had to work that through. I was pretty gutted.
Yeah.
So I've had. I did my other podcast.
Right.
And that's all the running I've done since the last time I saw
Right.
you. What about you?
I've just been double dipping every day, 10 miles a day, twice a day. Just doing this 20 miles. I've probably run about 200 miles since I last saw you.
Well done.
With planks as well.
Nice.
It's all right. I feel I'm all right.
It's difficult.
I'm reasonably fit.
It's difficult to find your mojo at this time of year.
No, I did take it upon myself to run 12 the other morning.
Yeah, at the weekend.
Sunday morning, yeah, which I enjoyed.
What was the weather like?
It was cold. It was just really cold.
What?
But, I know, it's madness. But it was,
this is difficult.
They nearly let it go. Sorry, mate.
Why are you sorry? You could have stopped for us. I'm not sorry.
And I was meant to...
Sorry I didn't get to drive up to that red traffic light 10 seconds earlier than you would have done
and
if
I was
you
gonna,
were a man with manners.
I was going to run the next day, but we ended up going up to see my wife's mum has just moved out. She lives in Chipping Norton. She's moving into...
Is it a granny flat?
I don't know.
Used to drive to Chipping Norton at Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas. Chipping Norton's great at Christmas.
Chipping Norton is beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's immediately happy there.
Great.
She's moved at... It's not nothing to move at the age of 80, is it?
No. Well, same as my mum.
Yeah, it's a big move. It's a big choice to make, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
I'm going to be happy now. I'm going to do exactly... I don't know what that flag is.
Yeah.
But we've saluted it.
Yeah.
We've joined up now. And, yeah, she's moved from a three-storey sort of townhouse in Leyburn to a one floor flat in Chipping Norton, but it's beautiful. And she's already made some mates.
And, so what was the last thing you said?
Well, she's already made some mates.
Great.
And she's not missing Laban at all.
That's great. And, well, that's the upside, isn't it, when you make that bold choice?
Yeah.
I think that, you know it's the right thing.
Yeah. So we helped sort
this
of...
This is what people say, should have done this years ago.
Move things. Yeah, we sort of move things around for got the telly working, just bits and bobs.
That's pretty important. And,
yeah, you got to have the telly working.
And then you put the holder down. He said, watch this!
Yeah.
It's underrated!
And left her a lot happier than when we arrived, which is great. But that's it sort of took up the day, you know, so...
Yeah. Half a day running.
Yeah.
Half day in Chipping Norton. Half a day felt, watching a holiday.
It felt a bit early to be ramping back into the longish runs.
Yeah.
But it's just got to be done, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny, there's been a couple of people, members of the community, on Facebook saying they've yet to rediscover their mojo post-York Marathon.
Yeah.
And just sort of have hardly run and little bits of injury and stuff. And it can be difficult.
Yeah, and of course, technically that was a while ago. But that's what we were talking about earlier on. Just respect the year.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to... I just think it's going to be really difficult to think of this as a time to really go great guns.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think that society, the weather, your body, everything's going to fight you on that.
Yeah. I mean, it takes you 2 or 3 weeks to physically recover from a marathon anyway.
Yeah.
And then you're in mid-November.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just don't worry about it. But
I really, I haven't got a place in the Brighton Marathon yet.
Right.
I really want to do it, which is, you know, that's...
When is that then? Pardon my ignorance. When is that?
No, that's okay. It's early April.
Right.
So it's the first of the April City 3.
Yeah.
I think it goes Brighton, Manchester, London.
Yeah.
Or it does most years.
Right.
And that kind of... On the one hand, I feel like I've fallen into doing the Brighton Marathon. But on the other hand, I feel like I can make something of that, of having done it.
Yeah.
Of going back to it, you know, and knowing it and working on the relationship with it.
Slippy.
So what I'm doing in a funny kind of way is, and this ties in with getting a... Are you okay? Oh, my goodness. How many things have we found? Is there a number on that? This is keys.
1398. Yeah, there is a number, but I've got no idea what it refers to.
On the top of the post?
Yeah.
Avez-vous le clé?
We found a rucksack today. We found some keys.
We've hung them up. Tapat nickel.
Yeah. We've hung them up.
Oh.
Parkland, what is it? Local nature reserve. Slow down. Cyclists and runners should give pedestrians priority. We need to slow down, Rob, because we're going so fast.
Take a picture of that sign.
We're running so fast.
Morning, Magpie. Look
it's at this. Causing a kerfuffle.
Ooh, ha, ha, I think the person told cyclists and runners to slow down because pedestrians have priority has forgotten that runners are pedestrians.
Yes.
I get it, but get still, it, but think about on. It. I could get a Venn diagram out for you. Look at those trees there. Just at the top.
I hardly think our, you know, 8 kilometre an hour pace is too distressing for pedestrians to witness.
Yeah, but to be fair,
doesn't seem to be anyone
it's
else.
Quite a narcissistic take, Paul. I have seen faster runners than us.
Yes, faster runners do exist.
It's been known.
Yeah.
In my time, I've
show offs
tried really hard to stay with them. That won't be happening today.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we came here and the sign was "Lost Snake"? I wonder if they ever found it. You know, but that's the thing. At this time of year, we think of all the snakes we've lost.
We do, yes.
Do you remember Hissy?
Yeah.
So, what are you saying about... We were in the middle of something.
Comedian. Sorry, it's very important to say. Tony forgot. If he doesn't know, who does?
Brighton Marathon.
Yes.
Obviously, part of the not having a place is tied in with the looking for a why.
Right.
Because It'd be nice to...
When you say you don't have a place, have you asked for a place?
I haven't asked for a place.
Right.
I'd quite like to get in touch with the marathon organisers and see if there's a bit of running commentary left down there.
A bit of leeway.
But
yeah.
Equally, every marathon is a great opportunity to do some fundraising for charity.
Yes, yes.
And I think I'm quite enjoying this whole... I'm just trying to get... Build a spiritual relationship with the idea.
Yeah.
So that, as discussed, I think after Christmas, that would just be a really healthy thing for me to train for.
Yeah, I think.
Which is the first. That's nice.
Give you a little.
Talking of coming back from York, you know, towards the end of the Yorkshire Marathon, I was like, oh, I'm losing it. I've got old. I can't run my marathons anymore.
Yeah.
And I think I feel like I can do it now.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I thought I said I'd go 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon. Instead, I've done a month of 5Ks,
yeah.
About to blow out a 10K marathon.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not quite the same curve.
So you're thinking of not running a 10K tomorrow?
I just think...
Because you're not quite back yet, are you? Why would you do it?
Exactly.
That's the question. This is the recovery run, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm not well enough to get my speed up that much.
Yeah.
It would just make me cough.
Yeah.
Certainly not going to trouble my PB. Not that that's the be all and end all, but
no,
but it's a speed training. But if you're running, that's what I'm there for, you know.
If you're running a 10K, you want to race it.
But then I could go the other way and say, let it go, and run it in the darkness, complete that story.
Just for the fun of it.
Evening runs 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a lovely little counterpoint to do it in the summer. You never regret a run.
See how you feel, innit?
Yeah.
After today, yeah.
Also, I think if I do it, my wife will buy me a pizza.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Suddenly seems a tad more attractive.
Yeah. Hey, that's my wife you're talking about. Oh, I was talking about pizza.
I'm sort of deliberating what charity to run MDS for, because obviously it's a fundraising opportunity, and I'm not... Historically, I haven't been great at fundraising.
Yeah. Sorry, don't mean yeah.
No, I haven't been.
I mean, I know what you mean. Not yeah, no, you're terrible.
I think that's a bit of a hangover. Just from, I didn't associate. We've talked about it before, but I'm not going to labour it with it. I didn't associate running with charity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whereas that's where it began for me.
But there's no.
I really ought to run for charity.
But there's no excuse,
all the
really.
Time it's spending bit, money.
It's a bit sort of lazy.
Well, particularly but, in the public eye.
But I think MDS is obviously a big opportunity. So I need to have a little think about it.
But I would also say, you know, that it's all right because the time when most useful fundraising happens is in the moment.
Yeah.
So you can think about it for a long time. If you say, right, this is what I'm doing this weekend, that topicality is great, you know?
Yeah.
People like and they respond to that. So.
I was thinking of running it for... A couple of our ladies reached out saying that their personal space was invaded earlier this week on the towpath. The towpath 2. They're looking for some kind of structure. Hello, mate. I really want to chat to that guy.
Yeah, do you know?
Because, no.
I see.
Because he's one of those guys. I want to chat to him in association with my book. He's one of those guys who just runs around constantly in everyday clothes.
Right.
So he doesn't look like he's, there's no shorts, there's no tracksuit bottoms. You just see him running constantly in sort of like just stuff that you'd wear.
Yeah.
And I'm always fascinated by those people.
What's weird is how geographical these things are. I've never really felt disapproved of by people with dogs while I'm running, except in Highgate Woods.
Right, yeah.
And I've never, ever seen people running in normal clothes, except on the park and walk.
Right.
But
right.
Here, you see that reasonably often.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Nothing wrong with it.
But I'm still quite fascinated by it. You know, just it just seems like a guy who has to run. I'd be surprised if he runs races.
Yeah.
There's just something about his demeanour that's just like, I see him running a lot, quite slowly, but a lot.
Yeah.
And I just find it fascinating.
It's probably some element of...
Mysterious character.
And I toyed with this idea myself in life of just liking running, it being so much part of your day, that you're basically... In your running clothes when you're not running, and in your normal clothes when you are running, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's that sort of that childlike thing, isn't it? Where if you needed to get somewhere, you just run.
Yeah.
I mean, and people like Gavin Evans does that, you know, obviously at a very high level, but he does like 3-4 training runs a week and then just also runs everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I do
you
love
get
running,
really fit doing that.
Running home from where you're running to what you're doing as well. I think it runs deeper. It makes you, it changes the relationship with the running.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think the first time I came across that was when I did the Royal Parks half.
Yeah.
And I think Sophie Raworth was training for a marathon. It might have been when she did. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was doing a marathon. I reckon it was probably quite soon after. Do you know what I mean? Might be New York, as I was going to say. So 3 weeks later, whatever. Anyway.
And she ran that?
She just ran to the start line.
Yeah.
Which would make her run about 21.
Yeah.
With a full-on committed half marathon.
Yeah.
At the last 13 miles of that. I mean, it just, aside from being a really good training run,
I've seen people,
it's just going to change everything. Change the whole way you think about it.
Yeah.
Really good. And I used to, the long run to the park run was born in Manchester.
I was doing where we Manchester stayed in the hotel.
Store.
Yeah.
And I used to run my normal Manchester run, which was 7, out to Salford and back along the river, then down to Platt Fields.
Yeah.
Which is another 2.5.
Yeah.
And then do the park run.
So you've done that
as fast as I could.
Yeah. That's a 12-mile run, right there.
Yeah. And I did that quite often.
Yeah.
And now, when it's time for park run, and I consider that I might try and, even if I am coming up on a marathon, that I might try and put in an hour and a half's running to get there. Well,
yeah.
Put it this way, I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. For the birds.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're going to run on Christmas Day?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably go just up for a little trot.
Just once, not twice.
Yeah. Probably, I'll probably resist double dipping on Christmas Day. I've got a church service at 10.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have a little run at some point. Because I've got a gig Boxing Day, of course, which is highly unusual.
Well, that's the song, isn't it? So, Brian Adams' song. I'm going to run to church. Because when the feeling's right, I'm going to climb the birch. I'm going to run to church.
I'm going to gig on Boxing Day.
What
an enjoyable
run. What about the Christmas
run.
Meals? Have you planned the Christmas meals?
Not as yet, no. It's going to be...
It's a mistake. We've planned
It's going to be... it's going to be interesting to see whether how committed my wife is to pescatarianism.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's going to be a lot of meat flying around.
Right.
So,
could you go salmon crazy?
We haven't answered that yet. There might be a bit of salmon for her, but for us not to put turkey out would cause riots.
Yep.
At Ella. The place would end up a flame.
Yeah, but you could cook turkey without eating it.
Yeah. It's going to be a bit of a meat fest. It's not getting around it.
Oh, I see.
Ooh.
What, that's what you're really saying.
Yeah.
I get it. Woo. Well, look, never mind St. Nicholas, old Santa Claus. Let's say hello to the... This is it. When you come to the park and walk, people always say, did you see the whatever the hell it's called? So, yes. Here
the bloke.
Do you see the bloke?
Did you see
there?
The bloke there?
Up that's on a really nice kind of bit of a
the bloke there
garland.
Up on the wall there.
What is it called? Whew. I can't remember. We're having a peanut noodle on Christmas Eve when we get back from Matthew Bourne's.
You're having a peanut?
Peanut noodle. It's
all
like
right,
a satay
nice.
Noodle. It's our favourite.
Nice.
Currently a family favourite. But also good because it's... leaves other options open.
Right.
Like in terms of eating potatoes and stuff.
Right.
Then it'll be champagne brunch.
Lovely, yeah.
And then it'll be full-on roast obviously, three of us are vegan anyway, but there'll be vegan cheese.
Nice,
and I'll have to discuss the homecoming omnivore, whether he's happy to just go cheese or whether I'll be doing a little bit of
a bit of a
vegan challenging roasting. And then... I had a really good idea for Boxing Day as well. Anyway, I can't remember what it is, but I've written it down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be very nice.
Get the plans in. What a lovely time of year. What a great to go out for a run. Yeah. Fantastic.
And
splashing around this morning.
As you say, a Merry Christmas to everyone, wherever you're at, whatever
Merry
your
Christmas
story is.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Run on without running on too hard. We'll worry about, you know, we'll be doing...
Share with us your Christmas runs, what you've been doing, your approach to the season of goodwill.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks for a lovely... Well, we got more. We'll be talking to you more for the end of the
year. Oh, yeah, this isn't the end of the year. This isn't the end of year review.
Oh, my God.
That's got to come, though.
Oh,
look, we found something else. Look, we found a hat.
Oh,
we found a hat, a rucksack, and some keys. Get in touch.
If only there were more of us, we could stand next to all these things.
Oh, with little ears.
Oh, it's
not just any old hat.
It's an M&S hat.
Yeah.
What a sad story.
Why, thank you.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.